This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
We are now in the presence of Joy and music, Australian
Chris,
music royalty.
As I said, it's Melbourne Music Royalty.
Melbourne Music Royalty.
In the luxury Joy Studios.
He is the man who brought us a four times platinum selling single, one of the... It was for a long, long time the highest selling single in Australian music history. He's had three number one albums in Australia.
Soon to be four.
And possibly four. He is a member of our community. He is
You
a
are making
favorite.
Me sound very, very old right
he's
now.
He's been around forever.
It's my job.
Here's Maria Venuti.
She's changed.
Welcome to the studios, Anthony Kalea.
Yeah, God.
Look, I cannot possibly make you feel old. You're in my presence.
Please. That's why we all get Botox, isn't it?
I can't afford it on my volunteer salary. But otherwise, I would. If you can recommend
Thank you for
a
having
disco.
Me back.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Hey, it's lovely to have you in the studios again. Has it been a year or so since Backbone came out and you were last year?
Yeah, I think we released Backbone in September, so less than a year.
Less than a year.
Yeah, right. It's always good to be back.
Yeah. You've been travelling a lot. I watch your Instagram.
My mum always tells me off for my Instagram post because she goes, people are going to think that you're an alcoholic, which I'm not. I just post too many drinking pics.
Generally martinis, especially martinis.
I actually had one on the way here. We stopped in at the QT.
Excellent.
I'm not joking.
look, it's my drink of choice as well.
So I'm pretty sure what he means by that is if anybody would like to deliver an espresso martini to level 9225 Bourke Street, Anthony, you'll have one.
Well, we need three.
Oh, two. I hate them. But I'll have I'll have a Cosmo, thanks.
He's not a coffee person.
Oh. Tim isn't a coffee person either, but he likes
I knew I liked
AM.
Him.
Yeah. Everyone likes Tim. There has to be an arsehole in the relationship, and it's me.
Well, this is what I was going to bring up, actually.
What?
So
it's
just a few weeks ago. It's our membership drive for Joy at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we had our on-air week a couple of weeks ago. And Tim very kindly dropped in and was part of the Wednesday breakfast show.
Yes, I believe with the Petty of the Fleur.
Yes. So, and I just wanted to remind people what went down towards the end of the breakfast show.
Question 8. Kardashian. How old is Mariah Carey?
Tim. 103.
Petty
Only flirt. Some bits.
50.
She's 47.
Oh.
The trailer for Only which TV bits. Show dropped yesterday?
Oh, Tim. Will and Grace, the return season.
Oh, yes!
So that's question 10. What's the score?
That is 4 to Tim and 3 to Petty Fleur because we had 3 questions with no answer.
So
Tim is our winner. Petty Fleur, you have to donate $100 to Joy.
Yay! Okay, done.
Amazing. That's it.
You know what?
Congratulations.
Look.
Congratulations.
Oh, no, congratulations, please. Yeah. Oh, God. Petty Fleur. It's all loser.
It's getting violent.
Petty Fleur is going to donate. We're going to renew our membership. But because Joy is such a fantastic organisation and a great supporter of Anthony and myself, we'd like to, and this isn't for you, Bex, so don't worry, no more burpees.
No,
but
it is.
We'd also like to donate another $1,000 to the radio.
Oh, my goodness.
The same thank you as well. So,
we're going to have a group hug.
You're but listening. No more burpees, all right?
No, keep going.
That means 100 martinis. Instead of burpees.
Thank you so much, Tim.
There we go.
See, I was interstate when Tim came in, and I remember speaking to him, I think afterwards or that afternoon, and he goes, I went into Joy this morning, blah, blah, blah. He goes, by the way, I donated $1,000, and I just went, oh, my God, that's shoes. No, but it's of course. I was so happy that he donated that on our behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just wanted to thank you in person for that because it was.
Please, you can thank Tim. He looks after all of our accounts. I have no idea how to get in there. I just spend the money, and now he spends the money.
So you're not trusted with the credit card.
I'm so not trusted. I said to him, "I go, if anything ever happens to you, touch wood, it doesn't. I actually have no idea how to get into our accounts." I don't. I don't even know how much money's in there.
You're a really trusting
I am.
Yeah. So another thing that you guys did, 2014, you guys actually went to New Zealand and got married, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because you couldn't wait for Australia any longer, which 3 years later
we still would have been waiting.
You still would have been waiting. Now, you guys are okay, aren't you?
You're
doing all right.
Do you know something that I don't know?
Did you hear the latest news around people who have gone overseas to get married?
What's that?
Well, there's a little bit of a problem. If it's not going so well, can't get divorced.
Tim did tell me that last week.
So you're stuck with where you want, no matter what.
I actually did say to him, I said, "Why are you saying this to me? Are you trying to tell me something?"
It's quite a scary thing that we're actually left in this because we're trying to be affirmative and trying to do things that really we should have the right to do anyway, that we get stuck in legal limbo land.
Well, yeah, I think if, you know, it's not going to happen, if we wanted to have a divorce... We can't actually get divorced.
No, so, you actually have to be a resident of New Zealand or the UK or somewhere like that.
But, you know, hopefully, well, not hopefully, this is sort of sounds weird, but once they legalise it in this country, obviously we would have the same rights as any other married couple. But, you know, he's stuck with me at the moment.
Yeah. That's the happy part of it. And look, maybe one day in the near future, we'll all be able to get married
and divorced,
but not actually have to worry about stupid legalities like that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. So. But onwards and upwards.
Now, last year, as you said, in September, you released an album called Backbone, which ended up being another number one album in Australia.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, which was an album of covers, but it was an album of covers that you did in quite a unique way because you did most of them in a strip back and a one-take recording in most...
I wouldn't call it one take, but we stripped it back and I just got all my musos that I've been working with for so many years and we went into the studio and James Roche produced it, who was the bachelor in Bachelor Girl.
It
was a lot of fun putting that album together. I just wanted to strip back all these songs and get to the core of them because sometimes these songs can get lost with all the bells and whistles, but essentially there's certain songs like Hold On and, you know, we recorded a piano version with saxophone of Sometimes by Britney Spears. And it was just, I remember when I started working on that album, James goes, "We cannot do that song." And I went, when someone says, "No, I can't do something," that just says to me, "No, I'm going to punch you in the nose and prove to you that I can do it." And I'm just so glad that we did and it resonated with so many people. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
So this is what I was playing in the background.
No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside? Oh, someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Till then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry?
Of course, cover of the iconic Wilson Phillips track. And I have to admit that when you did that one, I sort of wasn't surprised because I sat in this studio a few years prior when you and Tim did a full-on dance in this studio to that song.
Did we?
With Andy and Adrian.
Was I drunk that morning?
Well,
it's not surprising.
I think there's even a video somewhere of you two actually miming to that Wilson Phillips song in the studio doing the steps.
Worse footage than that, so it's all good.
So to be honest, that song obviously had resonated with you over a long period of time.
Absolutely, and all those songs on that album did, and they're just great songs to do live as well. I think we had so much fun on the tour last year, performing those songs. So for me, the best part about what I do, you know, it's I love working in the studio, and you know, it's great getting out and doing your promo tour and all that sort of stuff. But essentially, for me, walking out on stage and performing live is the best thing ever, because you can just, I love that adrenaline of not being able to stuff up. Like, you only have one chance, and if you do, you just go, okay, you just got to own it. But yeah, I love live TV. I love live concerts. It's great.
All right, so this brings us to this.
Oh, here we go. You cut me open and I
absolutely amazing track from a few years back from Leona Lewis.
Quite a few years
Bleeding
back.
Bleeding Love. Yeah. Another Idol person.
Yes, so, I forgot about
like
that.
Like yourself. That's one of 12 tracks?
12 tracks.
That you are going to cover for a new album.
Yeah, so this album is titled Aria Number One Hits in Symphony, and it's an album that I have wanted to do for so many years. As a singer, to record with a symphony orchestra is one of the biggest treats ever, and to do it with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra in my hometown, and if I, don't quote me on this, but I think they just got voted in the top 20 orchestras around the world. So to be able to collaborate with them and record this album, John Foreman, who I've known for at least 15 years now, to
probably from Idol.
Well, no, before that.
Oh, okay.
Before that, I did a spot on, well, two spots actually, on Good Morning Australia with Bert Newton when I was 15, 16. Yeah, I was so over spray tanned and I had blue contacts in. I looked ridiculous.
Let's find that footage.
All of us have got photos of when we were 15. So.
And so, yeah, I've known him for that long. And so I asked him to produce this album and to conduct on the 8th of September at Hamer Hall on the concert. And so it's taking these songs that have hit number one on our ARIA charts that obviously everyone loves, and presenting them in a way that is going to be so symphonic and epic. It's just going to blow my mind, and yeah, I cannot wait.
So the recording hasn't started yet.
No, we're in the process of recording. So my band and the rhythm section have done all their parts. All the charts have all been written, and all the orchestrations have been written. And so on Wednesday, Thursday next week, we actually record the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra in the Iwaki Auditorium, which, if you've ever been to that auditorium, it is beautiful. I actually did my VCE examination there when I was 18 with Melissa Higgins, who is now Missy Higgins. So, yeah, that was the last time I ever went to the Iwaki Auditorium.
This would be a much better experience for you.
Well, hopefully. No, I did top the state in music, so it wasn't a bad experience. So, yeah, we're recording on Wednesday and Thursday with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, and as soon as that's done, then I go into the studio and record all my vocals. But I am doing a quick trip in between.
Righto.
Of course you
are. I've got to go and get
traveling.
A tan.
For the next set of
album
photos
shows.
For the album. Yeah. Hey.
Because I'm vain.
Let's very quickly go through some of the tracks you're doing. Now, they're all ARIA number ones here in Australia, but there are a number of artists from all over the world.
Yeah.
One of the ones that, of course, you are covering Jesus to a Child, George Michael. Which would have been part of your George Michael tributes.
Yeah, so, and I didn't do it, obviously, with an orchestra and... You know, obviously George Michael has played a big part in my life from a music point of view, and vocally he would have to be one of my favourite male vocalists ever. So I just wanted to take that song and present it in a symphonic environment. And I've actually I've reworked one of my own songs, Rain, which I released back in the day, and it's, you know, it was initially produced and recorded as a typical pop song, but I've reworked it and I'm presenting it in a way that hopefully is a little bit surprising. So I cannot wait to present that one.
We mentioned Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love. One of the ones that did surprise me was you're doing you're doing Someone Like You from Adele.
Yes.
Now, if any vocalist may stretch you just a little, it might be an Adele song.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's one of those songs I'm not trying to replicate it or anything. It's just presenting it from a male perspective and in a symphonic environment. And yeah, it's slightly different, but it's definitely true to its core. Right. But yeah, it's a massive song. Let's just say that I have to be in full form that night.
And then, of course, one of the others that did impress me, probably the oldest song. Oh, not quite the oldest song, actually, but Roxette's It Must Have Been Love.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just iconic pop song.
Absolutely. And Roxette, Love. And I think that's Tim's favourite track on the album too, because he's a bit of like an 80s, 90s fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a bit older than me. We can talk about that.
Throw that out there.
I got myself a cougar. He's probably listening to this going, shut the F up.
He probably is. Now, look, when's the album out? I was just looking for the date on the
album. It's out on the 1st of September, but you can pre-order it now.
Absolutely, right?
And, yeah, the concert is on the 8th of September.
So exactly a week later at Hamer Hall. And tickets are available already for that as well.
Tickets are available now.
So the concert is that whole album with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra.
And more. There will be more songs than just that album.
I'm guessing that this is not like you and can do a...
But we may be filming it as well for a TV special.
Excellent. Because I was going to say, this is not like you can do a string of concerts. Booking the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra is no easy feat. So.
No, they're bloody expensive. I won't be eating. Like, I'm not making any money from this album or concert.
Look, it sounds like an amazing project. We look forward to it immensely. We have to wait till September to hear the tracks.
Well, as soon as we might be able to send you a few as soon as they're recorded before September.
All right, fantastic. So I did notice there was one other number one ARIA charting track in there that you are doing symphonically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little track called Rain.
Yes.
You're doing your own track.
Doing my own track. Yes, because that's how vain I am.
Look, so you're going to do that. Going to switch that around.
We're switching it around a little bit. Yeah. So hopefully everyone's going to be pleasantly surprised with that one.
All right. Anthony Kalia, thank you for joining us today. Good luck with it. Thank you for having me. It's going to be amazing.
Hopefully. All right. Don't jinx me.
So come on, people. Get your tickets. You can get them at mso.com.au or you can go to the Arts Centre website. Yeah, I'd say it properly.
Yourself. It's a very highbrow radio program, isn't it?
It's this show.
Yeah.
It's very ooh la la. Class with yeah.
Snorts. It's different. Snorts. It's unusual. Yeah. Yeah.
Did we do the promo? Did we get the credit in?
I don't know. Quick, ask Anthony.
Yeah. AnthonyKalia.com. Just go there.
That'll do it. This is Rain now. It's Anthony Kalia on Joy.
She'll come back another time.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.